Hi Enzo. Oh, this is probably too long for a voice note.
Hey Claire. I know. Save it for the podcast.
Your space for an unfiltered and candid conversation.
Skip the small talk and dive in deep.
Hey, he's Enzo.
And she's Claire.
And this is Too Long for a Voice Note.
Hello.
We are back.
Back. Welcome. Who's back?
We are back.
This is us again in your headphones for another week straight.
We're on episode 5. How do you feel?
It's amazing. Yeah, I feel like we have been like releasing the episodes back to back.
I'm proud of us, honestly.
We're very proud, very disciplined.
Yeah, loving it.
I'm really liking it. Yeah, it's really, I hope you're liking it as well, guys. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is probably, it's going to turn into your favorite podcast,
yeah,
I have to say.
Sure.
And if you're a returning customer,
exactly.
Thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you for leaving comments. Yeah. I actually love reading the comments. It's honestly so cute. Yeah. So thank you to our...
Shout out to like Lee and Andy.
Lee and Andy, I was going to say, our loyal commenters.
I love it, I love the comments.
They really go in.
It's kind of like, I mean, we talk with them obviously all the time, but it's kind of interesting how like that different... I don't know, it's a different layer of like,
it's changed
when you see what others, even if they're your friends or people close to you, like what they think about
and
the
how
topics,
they're reacting.
Right?
And yeah, also, if you are listening on Spotify, we would love it if you could just leave us a review. All you have to
please.
Do is just swipe along.
And put five stars.
Please put five stars. It really helps us. It helps people to discover the podcast. So thank you.
And also, like Spotify has gotten so much better with the podcast, the platform itself, because you can see the videos there. They have polls. Like you can, you know, like
what? A poll. I thought you were like porn. I was like, porn. Family podcast.
I don't think it's porn yet in Spotify, but yeah, they have like the platform has gotten so much better now. You can like it's like more interactive, so
yeah,
please,
I
like,
feel that. Definitely.
Please like leave us the reviews and
subscribe, etc. All of that. How has your week been?
It's been good. I mean, actually exciting. I mean, it has been okay. It's not been good. It's all right. You know, like work and things like that. Nothing like that particular. But it's like a bank holiday in the UK.
Yes,
so that what makes my week much better. Because I'm waiting for these days to like relax and chill. And like, I don't know, looking forward for trips. I'm coming. Like I'm going to Madrid soon.
Ooh,
and then I'm going
exciting.
To Venezuela.
How exciting.
Going back to my roots, you know.
How do you feel about going back to Venezuela?
It's going to be interesting. I haven't been there like in 9 years, so it's going to be
crazy.
A trip. So I will let you know when I come back, all the details.
Yay.
Everyone's like, we don't want to hear that.
No, maybe we'll need to do like a wrap up.
We can do like an episode like, this was my trip to Venezuela. Hopefully good things to tell, but
I'm really excited. We're going to start with my topic.
Yes.
So it's time for... I actually had another topic prepared for this week, based off of something, which I'm going to get back to at some point. But I wanted to talk about this because I feel like it's quite topical at the moment. So I want to talk about radical optimism. As you may or may not know, Dua Lipa has just released her third album, which is called Radical Optimism. So I want to talk about this concept. I want to talk about optimism in general, whether you think
you're optimistic.
I would like to end the episode with some tips maybe for our audience that we can kind of like give them to take away to kind of be more optimistic, if that's something that you want to bring into your life. So
let's get going.
Dua Lipa has said that the album taps into the pure joy and happiness of having clarity in situations that once seemed impossible to face. She added, the hard goodbyes and vulnerable beginnings that previously threatened to crush your soul become milestones as you choose optimism and start to move with grace through chaos. So the actual term radical optimism itself isn't a singular recognizable philosophy of thought, so it can be hard to pin down exactly what it means. If pessimism is the expectation that mostly bad things will happen, then optimism is the expectation that mostly good things will happen. Radical optimism stresses the importance of agency and responsibility in understanding our negative experiences, prescribing a mindset that things will ultimately work out for the best. So what do you think about this?
That's so interesting.
I also feel like, I wanted to say that, I feel like we've kind of spoken about positive thinking, optimism, a little bit in the past. But I think we're older, we're wiser,
we have more
so we felt like we needed a fresh take on this. So what do you think?
What do you think? Tell me now. Explain yourself. That's really fun because I think like I was thinking about this topic as well this week because Like, if someone negative is listening to this episode, it may die a bit with this episode, because I think we are both very positive people,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like someone like it's very negative will be like, fuck them.
Interesting.
But I just think like, I was thinking about this because I feel like radical optimism is something that I identify a bit sometimes. And I do identify with it. And I think it's like, that kind of like, maybe, I think it's a bit like a blind faith that everything's going to work out the way it has to work out. It's a bit of that for me. And I think I found really interesting the concept of the album when she announced it, because it's like, yeah, like, no matter what, you know it's going to be fine. And it's kind of like put that positive outlook to everything that may happen to you. Like, it doesn't matter like which direction things are going, at the end they're going to be in the right position for you. And I think like, I don't know if it's something like it's a personality thing or it's something you can train to be more positive or not. I think you can train. And I was watching one of these interviews with Dua Lipa talking about the album, and she said like she had to train, not she had to train, but she said like it's a training process that you need to kind of like talk yourself to kind of like learn how to be more positive and positive with time. Sometimes it's not like it's there. And I do feel like some people are naturally more positive and that's it. And it's easier for them, and others, they need to like learn to be positive.
I totally agree. And I think that's one of the kind of areas that I wanted to cover is kind of like, are you born optimistic or are you born pessimistic? I think, probably there are kind of like certain predispositions maybe in our brain. Like, it's kind of about like probably like the chemical makeup of your brain, perhaps, that maybe make you more positive or negative. And I think that we're really lucky that we're probably both probably quite naturally wired to being positive. I personally, I don't know what you feel, I strongly believe that you can train yourself to be positive. I think that we really have the ability to like shape our mindset. And I think that's what Dua's talking about a little bit. One thing I think is very interesting about this concept is that element of like agency and personal responsibility.
Agency.
And I think it's about kind of like, you know, accepting that bad things are going to happen to all of us. But it's kind of what you do with that. And I think that's a lot what I took from the album. It's kind of, I think it's a lot about like heartbreak or maybe one particular relationship breakdown that really affected her, but it's kind of that wrapping up of like what you choose to do with these experiences. And I do think that that's something that you can
develop,
change. I also don't want to kind of diminish people's experience of say having, you know, really severe depression or something, because obviously you can't just be like, well, just be positive. No, it doesn't work like that. I think that's not quite what I'm talking about.
I think that's really good that you mentioned that, because I think always this is this fight between people that are trying to be really positive and people that are like more negative. It's kind of like, oh, if you're more negative, you're more realistic. If you're more positive, you're more like delusional in a way. I think that's a lot of the narrative around it. And of course, this is not like positive in a way like, oh my God, yeah, everything in life is like, you know, meant to be, or all this kind of like fairy tale kind of like concept. It's more like within like what you have and within your possibilities, like try to be as positive as possible in the way you like conduct your life. Of course, there are people like if you are suffering depression, obviously you cannot tell a person in the situation to be positive, you're being too negative. That's not about it. But I think it's a lot about like, if you, because I do think a lot of people, they are like, let's say they could be, I don't know, mentally stable or something or whatever, and they still can be very negative by nature.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I think that's very true. Like, or very like, yeah, I don't know if the word is negative also, but very like, yeah, they could
pessimistic
be very negative. They can be pessimistic. It's kind of, for example, being pessimistic is something that I think a lot of people that I may know, they have it. And it's like, if you can choose two things, why you would choose the one that will hurt you the most long term? Even though I heard some people say, no, I prefer to be realistic. So when that thing, that bad thing that happened hits me, I'm going to be prepared. And I'm not going to be like with my hands up in the air because I was thinking everything's going to work out and it didn't. So it's kind of like, for me, some mechanism.
Defense mechanism, for sure. I think there's a difference though between being like realistic and being negative, you know, because I think, I think they're kind of two different things, honestly. I think that maybe some people can view it in a similar way to like Law of Attraction. And like, I'm just going to sit back and wait and these things are going to happen. Like, I'm going to become a millionaire. But I don't think that's what this thing is about at all, or what like Dua Lipa is trying to get across with that at all. I think it's that thing of like, you have these set of problems, situations, this kind of like this stuff. It's what you choose to do with it, I think. And it's like about, I think it's definitely about like taking action for sure.
It's taking that, taking action. Yeah, definitely. When you started to talk about the topic, I was that and like thinking about it, like how you take actions and what actions do you take to make it like good for you. And I think that's like something key in this topic as well.
Definitely.
But I feel like maybe if you are a really negative person, or if you don't believe in radical optimism, maybe that stops you to take actions. I think sometimes I feel, I don't know if that you feel that, but sometimes I feel like if I'm not taking actions on something, it's because I'm feeling a bit negative about that. So for example, I don't know, I need to complete a project and I haven't completed it, I'm delaying it. It's because I have a negative outlook on it. It's maybe it's not going the direction I want, or maybe I'm too tired, or maybe I'm feeling a bit deflated about it. So kind of like, I'm delaying it to kind of like confront it, but I'm doing it because I'm really feeling negative towards it.
Okay.
If I'm feeling really positive about something I'm doing, I'm going to go for it and finish it. In this case, it's a project.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's normal in a way because it's like, it's kind of like an avoidance thing, maybe in a way. It's sort of like, if you're feeling negative about it, you won't feel like you want to do more with it.
Yeah.
You want to just like leave it.
So would you say if someone is very negative, it's also be avoidant in a way? Could be linked in a weird, strange way.
I don't know. I find negativity, and I think this is something that goes alongside with it. This is what we spoke about before. It's toxic positivity. We spoke about this many moons ago.
We talk about it. Yeah.
I think it's like this thing of, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I find I do find it quite difficult to deal with negativity.
Yeah.
Not that. Yeah. It's not the thing about kind of, you can't tell me anything that's wrong about my plan, or you can't say anything negative at all. It's not about like this kind of like blanket thing of like everything is like rose tinted glasses. But I do find like very like long term negativity with like lots of different situations incredibly draining.
But
I don't know if like, to go back to your point, if like, I don't know if like that negativity maybe like positivity, negativity has like a strong charge as well, and it might give people energy in a way.
Yeah, true.
In a certain way.
Just, I just feel like if ever negativity will give you the energy for you to accomplish something, for example, I don't know. I don't know if some people work like that, because I definitely don't work like that. But I do. I wonder, like, if you need to do something, if being negative, it will actually give you that power, energy, and will to do what you need to finish. I don't know if that could work like that.
Can you think about times or situations where you've been incredibly negative, or you've been finding it hard to bring that positivity?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like a Disney fairy tale or something type of person, but I do even think, I'm trying to think about something, but I do think even in, if I'm going through a really low moment, what actually makes me go through it is thinking that I know it's going to be better, or I have other goals to reach. It's kind of like, okay, this is going so bad, but I know I have like this bigger thing that I'm looking to, like if it's a career goal or like a creative goal, whatever, I have that thing there. That's what I need to reach. And that's what helped me to go through negative stuff. And obviously, even when I've been in a really moments that I've been, things really negative have been happening in my life, I always try to find things that actually, so basically I don't feel ashamed to feel good even when bad things are happening.
I think that's an interesting thing
because I feel like when someone approaches things in a more negative way, I think they have to put everything, so that there cannot be no, so you need to go through the suffering, and you need to be like really, I don't know how to explain it, like you cannot put some like good bits around, because you deserve to go through this whatever pain or bad situation.
Okay,
but I think like even when I'm having like really bad times in my life, I always try to like, well, I'm gonna have a with a friend, I'm gonna try to have a best time, I'm gonna do this that wanna make me be happy. So at least I have this pocket of happiness that I'm gonna try to leave, and I'm gonna try to like, yeah, I'm not gonna refrain myself to feeling good, even though everything around, it's all the main situation in my life is really bad, but also I need like to breathe around to kind of like go through this bad situation. Yeah. I cannot like go through a bad situation
feeling really bad.
I need to be, I guess, radical optimistic.
But that's the thing. I think what would be interesting is kind of maybe to hear from somebody who thinks that they're quite pessimistic or mm-hmm. negative, because mm-hmm. I can completely relate to what you're saying, that it's like you are probably not comfortable mm-hmm. in that negativity
at all.
All you want to do is fight to be positive again. So even when you're going through the worst moment in your life, all you're doing is looking for like, I can meet my friend, I can do my photography, I can do something that, because mm-hmm. you're not comfortable in that negativity.
True.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, I don't know if it's just like a different thing where some people thrive. In the negativity.
It's true, yeah.
And it's not good, like nothing is better or worse, but it's just different. It's just a different mindset, I think.
No, definitely, yeah. I do feel like being positive, it helps you more than hurts you, definitely. I think like being positive is really like, it's a lighter way to see things, even in the worst situations. But I do, as you say, like being a negative, pessimistic person, I don't think it's like, oh, it's so bad, but because maybe positive, negative, pessimistic person, they will probably think about things like in a deeper way, or more, not like you or me or a positive person wouldn't do it, but maybe the way they're wired that helps them to get to like explore situations in a different way that maybe we wouldn't, because maybe we sometimes don't allow ourselves to do it because we're like, oh no, that's too deep in the pessimistic. I don't know, like, there must be, obviously, there's, like, positives and negatives for both things.
What about when people say, like, oh, you're just, like, so positive, like, why can't you see that this is really bad? What would you say to that?
I don't give a shit. Like, honestly, it's like, well, see yourself, I'm not gonna be crying in the corner. Sorry, like, just, I'm not gonna force myself to cry in the corner.
And they're, like, smiling.
I think like a lot of times, like when people want to describe me, for example, if they want to say a word about me, they will say, oh, he's very positive.
Totally.
Even from at work, like randomly, like the other day, a colleague was like, oh yeah, because you're very positive always. Mm. It's like, not in a bad way, it was like, oh, you're very positive. It's kind of like, and I really never have like a moment to like reflect why, or kind of like in a deepened way. I'm just like, yeah, that's how I am. I don't feel like bad about it. So I don't give myself any credit for that. So when people tells me that, for me, it's like, yeah, fine, okay, but I don't give myself any credit for that. I don't think, though, I don't feel necessarily like I did a lot of work to be a very positive person. So I don't know why, it just happened to be. So I don't feel like it's something like, oh my God, yes. It's like when you tell someone like, oh, you are that, it's kind of, oh yeah, thank you, because I work really hard on that. And I'm like, you know, for me, it's always been there. I don't know why. So for me, it's not something like really like, oh yeah, what a good trait. I mean, it is. I think it's gay. Mm. It's a good trait. But what I think is like, there are people that need to work for it. And I think that's really like, wow. Like,
yeah.
I think I never actually reflect why.
I think maybe you don't give yourself enough credit for that positivity. Because I think going back to this topic of radical optimism, I feel like it's the choice thing. And once again, taking out, you know, the big kind of depression sort of thing or like something like that, I think if you, it's kind of like the way that you choose to view things through that like positive lens or the negative lens.
Yeah.
I think that that's something maybe you could work on in therapy, for example. I think that's something that could rewire your brain to help you to view things in a positive way.
Do you feel that you have to use therapy to kind of like help you to be optimistic in terms of your life?
Definitely. Definitely. I think my therapist is like really optimistic as well. And she's such a cheerleader. I think she's not afraid to tell me like, girl, no, or like be really direct with me, because we have a very strong relationship at this point.
Yeah.
But I think that she's always kind of reminding me of like, it's not like this, it's like this. Because I think also sometimes this is why you need good friendships as well. And a therapist helps, I think, in my case, because you can have somebody from the outside who's like, but it's not like that. Because I think when we're in our own lives, sometimes it is sometimes a bit difficult to kind of see through like the mud in a way, you know? So I think that I think therapy is definitely something that really helped to drag me out of a really negative time
definitely.
Into a positive time. Yeah. But I think once again, my natural state is being positive, like exactly. you know?
But again, like thinking about like the tools and like working towards being a more positive person, one could be therapy, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things that you can use to become more a positive person. I think so.
Yeah. What other tips if somebody's kind of watching?
Are we at that point? Like,
I think we're at that point.
What do we think? Like, yeah, like some tips to help people. Not to help people. Like, well, hopefully.
If you want
if you want to maybe become more positive. Or like, I think one thing I will say, it's really like if there's a situation and you're going to go, you're straight away, you go to the negative part. Mm. I don't know. It's raining. That means that it's going to destroy my day. I won't be able to do anything.
Okay.
Fuck this. So if in that moment you sit and you kind of like flip that to the other side and see like how that will look like, maybe that will help. Kind of like all the situations that you, when you've encountered yourself being something really negative about it, it's kind of like, well, but what will happen if it doesn't happen, if it happens the other way?
Exactly.
Or the other way. Because it's not like, it's also feel like it's not positive, negative, it's not like that. Like within negativity, there's like a range, and within positivity, it's also a range. So it's kind of like, it's not like, oh, the result is going to be totally good, but it can be on the more positive spectrum as well. There's maybe another option for that, another situation to happen that also it can be okay.
Mm.
It's not like a big problem. So I think like maybe that helps to refrain a bit, like, okay, yes, everything could go bad, but if it goes the other way, how that will look like? And kind of like see like how it may look like if it doesn't go that negative. So maybe I think that's a
something about kind of challenging yourself is a good tip of like, yeah, it might be bad, but it might also be good.
And what will you say then if, for example, if it's like, no, I want to remain negative. So if it happens, I will prepare. But if it doesn't happen, I won't lose anything because I never thought it would happen anyway. What a person can do there to maybe like...
kind of change that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I would say that's great that you're preparing yourself for the worst, for example. Mm-hmm. Say that you're going for a job and you think, like, I'm definitely not going to get it. Like, I'm not going to get it. That's good because it's like, you know, you're being realistic and that's fine.
Yeah.
And that maybe means that you keep on applying for other jobs and you're not like too heartbroken when you don't get it.
It's a good sample.
But, you know, I think it's, I might also say, but like, you know, you made it this far, for example, or like there's lots of stuff that they're interested in to get you this far so that you've gotten to the interview. A lot of people don't get that. Why don't you focus on that a little bit?
I think the job example is really good because it's that thing like, it's not about being blindly positive because obviously you need to be also like realistic and like make sense of everything but you can be like, okay, what happens if this goes good or bad? If it goes bad, well, next one. It's a job, there's millions of jobs in the city, I will get another one. If it goes good, well, that was my chance, it was my time to get that type of job, fine. So it's kind of like that as well, that kind of like I feel like you can prepare for both without one canceling the other one. So you can be positive in a situation and be negative. So you can be, I think that's a thing. It's good to be prepared for both scenarios.
Definitely.
And they don't have to cancel each other.
Yeah.
It could be this, it could be that. But you have the, so you're aware, of course, you're not like stupidly blind about something, but still you are like having a positive outlook about it, so it's not that heavy. I don't know, I think that would be something.
I don't know, I think I have this kind of way of looking at things, which again, this might be like really blindly optimistic, but I don't know what you think about this, but I feel that you can't lose in life. I just feel like you can't. I feel like you either get what you want or you don't get what you want, but that's because something better is coming. And I know that a lot of people might be like, oh, what a load of bullshit, like that's absolutely not that's not true. And that's fine, that's just my way of viewing things, but that's something that I truly believe, just because like I've seen that in my like 33 years of living so far. Like, and observing other people's lives as I just don't think there's any way that you can lose, and that I is think, like really positive. But
I think it's like a spiritual way of seeing things as well. More spiritual and connected to you're like,
namaste, bitches.
Go to Bali once. It's like, life is a circle.
You can't lose. But yeah, I feel
it's more mindful as well, I think. I think maybe becoming like a more mindful person, it will help you with your optimism.
That's a really good point. And actually, another kind of practical tip I would give that I think definitely has made me more positive is meditation. Meditation, like I meditate every single day, not to be like, I meditate every single day, but I do. I meditate every single day. And I really think that's helped me to be more positive because I think what it does, it makes you calmer and it makes you kind of like step back. Yeah. I'm not always able to do that at all, but I think it gives you that perspective of like how I'm acting, like, and choosing a different way to kind of look at things. So that's something I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think, like with all things in life, if you're not naturally positive, or even if you are positive, the world is kind of like a really hard place.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you have to work at. Yeah. And I think that you can work on that. Just like going to the gym. You can train your muscles for positivity. Yeah. But it's true. It's cliche, but it's true.
Culture also has a big role here because I think during this episode I'm trying to think a lot for people that have they don't have maybe the conditions to be positive, you know, like well, some people are depressed, some people are having issues, some people that really don't have food, you know. I'm trying to have that in the back of my mind to not be like super radical optimism about the topic, and kind of to like dig a bit deeper on that. But then I was thinking, yeah, like the cultural things, like for example, me coming from Latin America, there's like in Latin America, this is like this. I would think Latin America is very radical optimistic, actually. And I feel like you have a lot of situations that things are not really going well, like, and not to go too much into it, but even like in the worst cases and with the worst, in the little resources and with not a lot, people try to thrive and be very happy. And that's why always this cliche, oh, Latin Americans are so happy and so loud and so upbeat. But yeah, and most of these people that are really loud, upbeat and happy, they have nothing. They have just a little. So I think like that's a whole, again, another topic, because then you go to other countries and, I don't know, Europe or continents, and there's a different perspectives on that.
Yeah.
But I do think like where the way you were raised, now going back to all of that, wrapping this in a circle.
Interesting.
So I think also it's, you can be naturally positive, but also I think there's a cultural element that helps you or not to be more positive.
Or like a family culture as well. Maybe not your culture, but your family culture as well.
That's an element.
Because maybe your mom is really positive and you were just raised to be really positive. Yeah. Or likewise, maybe you were really negative and raised to be really negative. I think that it's an interesting one, isn't it? But I think it's really good that you brought in this thing of like, well, not everybody has this kind of choice to be optimistic, and it's true. Like, I think we don't want to say that, you know, obviously for people in like wars or horrible conditions, like it's not that, it's obviously like no one should be experiencing those things, like a lot of things that are going on in the world at the moment, like they shouldn't be experiencing it, and they shouldn't be optimistic because you shouldn't be in that situation in the first place. So I think it's kind of not in those kind not, of
obviously
we're not like blind to all of those
exactly
At least she makes us think, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
She's an interesting artist because she's so poppy.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really cover big topics in her songs, but somehow she makes you reflect on things.
That's true, I think when I was listening to some of these interviews, like promoting the new album, and it's kind of like the way she's playing what she was feeling and why her feelings turn into this album, I think that's really interesting because you can tell she's... I mean... We know she's smart because she has her own podcast and she's freaking smart.
She's great on that,
So maybe that gives you more content as well. You know, like, this is not a shallow concept because you know her from, like, by facts. Like, she's a deep person. And obviously, in that way, makes you think of the album a bit more than just, oh, yeah, she's fucking positive because she's like a I don't know, like a self-help.
Millionaire, you know?
So it gives you more of that. But yeah, definitely. It's like, I think, it's, makes you reflect on that.
And what's your favorite song from the album, can we ask? I'm gonna guess what yours is, and you guess what mine is.
Okay,
I think, well, I mean, you shared it on the story, but I think you like These Walls Can Talk.
These Walls, I think, is
These Walls.
Yeah,
and I think you like I mean, I think you like Houdini.
I really like Houdini. It grew on me a lot. At the beginning, I was a bit.
I think yours
at the end of an era. You like
Oh
that
my
one.
God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you like Illusion.
I like Illusion. But I also really like Happy For You.
Happy For You
will be my favorite.
That's a really beautiful song, I have to say.
That really got me. Like, I was literally like, oh, I feel like a lump to go back to our crying episode. I was like, ooh.
I like the concept of Happy For You because it's like being that moment of your life that you can see from perspective and, oh, I'm happy for the other person.
Do you know what made me emotional about that as well? Is that it really reminded me of Blur.
I
have such strong memories of like me and my mom being in the car in the 90s and my mom playing like Blur, Oasis, all of that like Britpop stuff. And the beginning, it just made me have that feeling of this is like so Oasis, Blur, very nostalgic.
I agree.
And then the topic is like, like that's the best feeling in the world when you're genuinely happy for somebody who you used to love. I don't know, I find it very mature.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty album. It's really...
I agree.
I don't know if a word would describe pretty. It makes you feel pretty, like a pretty feeling, like a calming, like beautiful feeling.
And I feel there's something really nice in this with, you know, someone like Dua Lipa. I feel the world is like extremely dark right now.
Yeah, true.
Like every day there's something more and more dark.
Yeah.
But I think she's always this kind of light that's not avoiding things, but she's always looking at things. And I think it's really needed, actually, her music at the moment.
To be honest, she said, I think... Yeah, she always said that she described her music like
dance crying.
She said, because it's true. It's kind of like it's not avoidant, but it's kind of like, okay, let's go through it. So yeah, Radical Optimism, definitely good title for her because it defines her. So,
well, thank you very much for the topic, love. Thank you for sharing it with me.
It was really, really nice. Really good.
Thank you.
You see, you can have a chat out of fucking everything.
Literally.
So there you go.
But guys, really please tell us in the comments, are you optimistic? Would you say you're more pessimistic?
Tell us, please, because I'm really curious. And remember to please rate the podcast.
Give us the ratings. But guys, see you next week.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.